Welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe for free always at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, on with the show. Things Not Heard and Seen is a horror movie. It has Amanda Seyfried in it, who I'm sure they cast because they wanted to give some attention to something that they thought was a really good story, because apparently it is based on a novel. I have not read the novel. You know, I know that there's a lot of horror novels out there. I know a friend of mine listens to them, Book on Tape. And I guess The Shining is a real good book on tape. Not on tape anymore, what do they say? Audiobooks. And Doctor Strange was supposed to be a really good audiobook. And that may be worthwhile, because when I saw Doctor Strange in the theater, I really didn't get how it was like the sequel to The Shining. Didn't really work for me. But then later on, when I read it, I found it to be pretty great. I only got through half of the book, and then I watched it, and I just had a whole new understanding of the film, and I really liked it. And that is a really good film, Doctor Strange. The same is true with Things Not Heard or Seen, and Amanda Seyfried is the lead. Well, Ewan McGregor was in the other one, but this one is, it's not a Stephen King novel, but it is a novel that was quite famous. And you get a lot of based on a true story, based on true events, and when people review it, they always kind of monopolize on that and say, oh, this is so great because it was based on real events. But it never really gets beyond the ghost story for me, and so therefore, I don't really know how you can say it's based on true events. Of course, you know, there's lots of ghost movies out there, like The Exorcist, that are based on real things that happen, so I suppose it could be based on something that happened in real life, but ultimately you just have the most annoying husband on earth that keeps taking up screen time, and he's a terrible actor, and he's just annoying as shit. And I don't know. I just had to finish the movie because I don't like to not finish a movie. I want to give it a chance. But when it was all over, I tell you, the annoyance of that character took away anything from me that might be decent. And then Amanda Seyfried, you know, they made her CGI look real skinny, and she's bulimic, and oh yeah, one of those movies where the guy's a flirt with his high school, you know, girls that he teaches, and the woman's bulimic, or, you know, emotionally upset, her needs aren't met. How many times have we seen that story? So, I don't know. I've been thinking about this movie ever since I watched it, and I definitely wanted to give you guys something about it. There's really nothing creepy about it, and most of you know that's what I really look for in a horror movie, is the creepiness. Not there. The ghost stuff is not believable. There are a couple jump scares, but like nothing compared to Insidious or The Nun or some of these great jump scare films. So I'm sorry to say that when it all comes together. Oh, yeah, and then of course you got the young 20-year-old that, you know, does construction, and he shows up all sweaty, like in Hope Floats, and, you know, starts hitting on Amanda Seyfried, and that's such a true relationship because her husband is such a geek, so therefore she has a right to cheat. Just so many weird, dumb messages that I didn't connect with, but I know these messages have been around a long time, and they're still around, so you might like it, but I'm going to have to give this one a thumbs down. And let me just say, too, people often tell me Netflix horror, watch stuff on Netflix, but I'm really yet to find something amazing on Netflix horror. And I really don't like the way they'll get like a Norwegian film and dub it. And, you know, they advertise it looking like a normal English speaking film, but then you find out it's either dubbed or there's captions. So no offense, Netflix. I'm going to keep trying because I do have a membership. But I've actually, the best horror movies that I've seen lately have been on like Freevee, or like the free ad-supported channels. So I don't know, just because Netflix is popular doesn't mean you can always find a certain genre there that's worth watching. And so I would say that Things Not Heard or Seen is probably a great book, but as a film, it never explains anything more than Ghost did it. And I don't like movies like that. I want to find out what really is going on, if you know what I mean. So that's all I really have to say about this film. I don't recommend it. I'd probably give it about a 3 out of 10, believe it or not. So I don't know how it did financially, but to pay Amanda Seyfried, you know, after Mamma Mia and all the stuff she's done, they probably had to dish out a pretty penny, and I don't even know if it would like necessarily break even. So I don't recommend this one. Hopefully the next one I will. All right, I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.